Now, I want to talk about a topic that I know is very, very sensitive. I'm not even going to apologize that I'm bringing it up because three people told me, I even got calls. That's why I think the first time, I think in all my years of speaking, that people called and said, please don't speak about it. So that's, of course, the reason I'm going to speak about it. Because it's very important. And that is helping people that are handicapped by not parking in a handicapped spot. Now, I just want to read you a Gemara, and I'm begging every one of you, please, for your own benefit, don't ever, ever park in a handicapped spot. Listen to this Chazal. It's not me. It's a Mishnah in Peah. V'chol mi she'enoi loy chiger, anybody who's not crippled, v'loy suma, and is not blind, v'oisa atzmoi ke'achad mehem, and a person makes as if they're handicapped, because they're parking in the handicapped spot. Enoi meis min azikna ad she'yia ke'echad mehem. He will not die, she will not die until she becomes that. When you see a handicapped spot, keep away, it's poison. Because if you, chas v'shalom, act like a handicapped person, the Mishnah says, that's what's going to happen to you. So I know there are people here that have complained bitterly that people park in their spots. Do you know what happened at Nick's office the other day? You won't believe it. He has a handicapped spot because any place that has 25 spots has got to have at least one. A woman has a girl, a teenage girl, that cannot walk. So she wanted to park right by the handicapped spot because it's right near the office. But somebody was there. But her daughter had to go to the doctor. So this poor woman had to carry and schlep like a sack of potatoes. That's what she said. I had to carry my daughter and drag her across that whole parking lot because somebody was in the handicapped spot. Don't do it for your sake. So recently some people got tickets because they were in handicapped spots. You should dance for joy. Let me tell you why you should dance for joy. You know why? Rabbi Marcus, who was the Rav in Staten Island, once told me a great story. He said he used to take Rabbi Moshe Feinstein from the Lower East Side because Rabbi Moshe had a yeshiva in Staten Island. So he would pick him up every Wednesday and he would ask all the shilas to Rabbi Moshe on the way from the Lower East Side to Staten Island. He said one day he was speeding on the Staten Island Expressway and he got a ticket. He was so humiliated. In front of Rav Moshe gets a speeding ticket. So, you know, he was red-faced. So he says to Rav Moshe, I thought shluchei mitzvah ain't in the zaken. Somebody who does a mitzvah doesn't get harmed. So Rav Moshe said, that's why he stopped you. What a great answer. That's why you got the ticket. So you should never even dream again to park in a handicapped spot because you don't want to be a cripple. So I know it's sensitive whether a guy's a musser or not. Of course he's not a musser. Because if somebody came to your house and was robbing you, you call the police. The guy says, oh, you're a musser. You call the police. Don't even think of parking there. The guy's handicapped. Anybody who's handicapped, keep away from it. Not because I'm telling you, because the Heilige Mishnah is telling you. And anybody who got a ticket, dance that you got a ticket because you'll never do it again. So I don't want to show you all these pictures of how in front of Yiddish stores they piled up the snow in a parking spot of handicapped. Come on, is that fair? Chas v'shalom, if your child was handicapped, or if you were, you wouldn't want to have to deal with this. Here's a shul. They built a sukkah right on the handicapped spot. My humble opinion, that's a mitzvah habob aver. It belongs in Lulav HaGazel. You know what Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said? A guy who comes to shul, I saw the letter, a guy who comes to shul, and he parked in a handicapped spot, it's a mitzvah habob aver. Every word that he davens is getting another avera. Isn't that nice? So many averus in one day? It's crazy. Be concerned for somebody who's challenged. You don't want to be that way, and certainly you don't want anybody in your family to be that way.